Kitty Flanagan, have you heard of Lenny FM?
No, I haven't, Dave. I have not heard of Lenny.fm. So what I would like you to do, if you could, is could you mansplain it for me?
Okay. Well, Courtney, who's our producer, and some friends have created this app where you go and you sign up and you pay $4 a month and then you choose what podcast that money goes to.
Right.
So if you want to go on and choose... It doesn't matter. You can choose Smartless. I mean, I don't think they need the money. The Junkies, the Dum Dum Club, and Will Anderson's podcast, and then they get $1 each a month. So
but
that's
Courtney doesn't produce those podcasts.
No, but the app sends the money to the
right.
different people. That's how it works.
What? So what? He's just doing a charity for podcast people.
Hey, I believe that's how it works.
Is it? It's not just the ones that he produces? That
nope.
would make more sense.
Regular podcast listeners, support your favourite shows by, I'm reading this, going to Lenny.fm. Show your appreciation and help them make great more episodes. Yeah, no, that's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, just have a look.
I don't want to push people or anything, but if you were going to give $4, like, wouldn't you give it to us?
Yeah, just give it all to us. So, you know, food for Sarge, lollies.
You only get $1 of that $4.
Yeah, but you could probably just put it all into one thing. Your top four podcasts get a split of your monthly payment. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Dave. I'm not sure you've cleared it up
no,
for me.
I'm
but
not
if
very
you go
good.
To Lenny.fm,
it'll
I'm sure it'll
all.
Explain it.
It absolutely will explain it all.
It'll
absolutely.
Explain how you can
yep.
give your money
exactly.
to someone.
Support podcasts. Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Junkies. I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan. You're on the Sweet and Salty Roundabout with Possum and the Big Guy. Get on board.
Shoot, shoot, shoot. And welcome. Yeah, wow. Well, what can we say? We're still both in lockdown, but good on Sydney have come out and... Canberra's coming out soon, I think, or...
I think basically the world has come out, Dave, but...
Except Melbourne.
Victoria is really gunning for the record. We've already got it, but we want to make sure no one beats it, so we want
good.
To be the most lockdown city in the world.
Great.
And keep it that way.
It's only good for snacks.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've put together, you gave me a lot of stuff today when I picked stuff up off you, and I dropped off a little box and you gave me a whole shop of stuff. So, fantastic.
Yeah, I got a bit overexcited on the online shop the other day and just kept clicking on stuff.
Click. Well, it's not real money, is it, when you're on the internet?
No.
It's not like real money. So, no. And we should say you're sitting there and I can see Sarge the cat sitting very – you have to say invading your personal space, that cat.
he's really close. He's right up on the microphone, so you might hear his aggressive purring at some time.
He's so cute. But in the last episode, I could hear his bell ringing, which is funny.
I know he usually waits until, you know, we're sort of halfway into the second record, but this time he's decided to sit in from the beginning.
Well, he's a big Junkies fan, so good on you. Good on you. So what should we start with then? The biscuits? We're going to do biscuits.
Well, yeah, it's exciting today. I'm chasing my dream. I'm chasing my childhood dream of the perfect chocolate chip cookie. When I was a kid, our favourite biscuit in the house was the Nabisco Chips Ahoy chocolate chip cookie.
I remember when they came out. That must have been... 80s? I reckon that was 80s, early 80s.
No, I reckon even earlier.
70s, late 70s.
Nabisco, yeah, they were Nabisco Chips Ahoy. Because I just remember them always being in the house.
And they had a big campaign. They had a big ad campaign. They were a big deal. I remember
and
them being
And they were the chocolate chip cookie.
Oh.
There was no other.
No, we didn't have any before that. We just had
There were a few knockoff, you know, black and gold brands came
out,
but there was nothing like the Nabisco Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, and before that it was just the Arnott's Assorted, you know. Yeah, you got a chocolate ripple, but that's not a chip, you know.
No.
So when they came out, it was a big deal. I can still remember that Nabisco logo, that little
triangle-y,
arrow-y.
The flag
or
something.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And look, we've talked about Mrs. Fields before when they opened up. That was 90s maybe, late 80s, 90s.
Different type of cookie, that one.
Yes.
The soft cookie, which I really enjoy. But the chocolate chip Nabisco was more like just a really good standard biscuit.
Oh, memories.
And you would just want them with a glass of milk. So I've actually got my glass of milk to try because that's the way you test a chocolate chip cookie. You don't dunk them. You have them with milk.
Where's my Diet Coke? Oh, there it is. Okay. All right.
But here's the problem. There's not that many around anymore. I went, I know, before everyone shouts and goes, there's heaps. It's like, yeah, but not old school. Like there's a lot now where it's 40% more chocolate chip chunks and big chunk chocolate chip cookies or soft chocolate chip cookies. But I just wanted like a really traditional one. So the only one I could find was the one that comes in the classic assorted Arnott's brand, which is the Farmhouse.
Oh, yeah, the Farmhouse brand. Yeah.
It's called the Farmhouse Bake.
Oh, yes.
It's Arnott's brand.
Yes.
And then I also got, which I thought was going to be a regular chocolate chip cookie, was the Woolworths home brand ones.
Mm-hmm.
But they're actually quite small. I don't know if you've had a look at that, opened your bag yet, but they're quite small.
Oh.
They're not like a regular size.
No, they're not, are they? They're tiny.
And then I also bought these, Dave, and I forgot to put any in your bag this morning.
Oh, the greens.
Yeah, but it was just as well because look what happened when I opened it up.
Oh.
It's a bag of like chocolate chip cookie mix that you have to make yourself.
Well, you have fun. Sarge is looking at you like, "Wow, you're an idiot." Sarge, don't be judgmental of your mum like that.
I did include a Cadbury's one, but when I opened it up, oh my God, they look disgusting. I don't think they even deserve to be included.
Oh no, we're going to try them.
You want to try it? Okay, but I think it looks revolting. It better surprise me.
I have to say, Kieran ordered some chocolate chip ones, like from the Woolworths bakery, and
oh yeah,
and because I've heard people. Carl Chandler, a fellow podcaster, talks. I don't know whether he talks the Coles ones up, but the Woolworths. You know, they make them in store, or I don't know.
Yeah.
They
come in like a plastic container in the bakery section.
Yes. Yeah. Oh man, they were no good. They tasted like tallow. They tasted like fat.
See, that's what I think the Cadbury's ones are going to taste like because I can actually see melted fat in them.
Oh wow!
I don't know if they look like they've spent time in your lab rather than
they do.
Rather than just the shop I bought them in.
And also the chips are like they haven't melted at all. They kind of
They're just sort of stuck on the top, aren't they?
Ooh, they smell all right. It's like they've been
incorporated.
Like they've been sprinkled on the top, but I tell you what, it smells all right. It smells quite nutty.
Well, I think we should start with the Farmhouse Bake because I reckon that's gonna be the closest to the Nabisco.
And
that's gonna be the one I'm searching for.
And we have to ask the question, what happened to Nabisco? What happened to them?
Where did they go? Did you do any lame research?
No.
I forgot to as well.
Okay, well, we're going to find out.
I've got research on the actual chocolate chip cookie, but I forgot to research Nabisco. Anyway, Dave's gone early, so let's go.
All right, here we go.
Going to have a sip of milk with it.
Not bad. Chris.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
I was turning my nose up at my milk because it's not cold enough.
You need cold milk. I don't mind that. That's not bad.
It's quite sugary.
Yeah.
Like the cookie itself, you can almost taste the grains of sugar in it.
If you're in an
they haven't melted in.
Yeah, if you're in an office or a building site or somewhere, you'd be happy with that, I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon that's not bad.
They only come in the classic assorted. You can buy a bag of them, Farmhouse Bake, or they come in the classic assorted. It's probably one of the ones I'd pick.
Yeah.
Monte Carlo first, then Kingston. And then I'd probably go the chocolate chip cookie before I went for the Scotch finger or the shortbread cream or the butternut cookie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, not bad. Okay, you ready to go Woolworths?
I can't find Woolworths. Hang on a sec. I'll just rustle around.
They're a big bag. There's about 500 grams of them, so I hope you like them because there's a lot of them.
Oh, God.
I'll just fill with some some chocolate chip cookie research that I did. Invented by Ruth Wakefield in 1938. And people might already know this if they're fans of Friends, but invented at the Toll House Inn.
Oh, yeah.
She was making like a butternut biscuit that everyone really liked and then she wanted to do something a bit different. So she chopped up a Nestle semi-sweet chocolate bar and just stirred that into the batter. And there's a rumour that says she was trying to create chocolate cookies and she thought that the chocolate chips would melt.
Oh.
But she actually did come forward in an interview and say, no, it was intentional. It was supposed to be a chocolate chip cookie. It was never supposed to be a chocolate cookie.
Wow. And what? And Friends, do they mention it in Friends, do they? Or?
Yeah, in Friends, Monica's making, she wants to make chocolate chip cookies and she wants like, I think Phoebe says that her grandmother has the best recipe and she gets the best recipe ever and it turns out to be the one that's on the back of the packet.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, and yeah. She calls it, you know, Grandma Toulouse or something, but it was just Tollhouse Cookie.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm not doing the Friends episode justice there. I'm sure it's a lot funnier and actually a bit better than what I just said. No. So anyone who's a big fan of Friends, probably my sister, will hear that and go, no, that's not how the episode goes. But it's something like that. She got paid. She got paid. You know, her recipe still appears on the back of like chocolate chips.
Yes.
And she got paid for that, and she got a lifetime supply of Nestle chocolate.
Oh, wow.
That was what she got paid with.
That's what she got. Oh, that's not bad. I take that.
Yeah, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Oh, I reckon
okay,
that's all right.
Woolworths. Have you found your bag?
Yeah, they're tiny, aren't they?
Yeah, they're small. I hope they're good. Okay, ready?
Okay, here we go.
I like it. But oh. I'm spitting it out.
That's like the ones
that's the first.
Oh.
That's the first. I'm spitting that out.
That's like the ones we got. They're a bit, what is that taste? Is that fat or what is that?
I don't like the texture. It's kind of tastes like they're stale already.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And look at how big the bag is you got me. It's like a kilo.
Yep, you can put that in the bin.
Okay, no, I'll take that to one of those, you know, those book libraries people have on their front lawn. I'm going to stick that in there. Treat yourselves with some biscuits.
Put it in the dirty, germy street library.
Have a biscuit, guys.
It's always full of Joanna Trollope books.
Yes! Oh, funny. No good. No.
Gee, they were bad. Honestly, that's the first time I've ever done that on the Junkies. I spat that out. I just didn't even want it in my mouth.
I had a little bit, but for research.
The texture's awful.
Yeah, not good.
And yeah, what is that? There's a really fake flavour. It's like they've... It's like they've put artificial biscuit flavour in there.
I think it's a cheap oil. I think it's cheap vegetable oil. Because, you know, if you use butter, it tastes better. But if you use vegetable oil, it's just, I mean, vegetable oil is seeds melted down. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. That's what you're eating. You're not eating avocado oil or olive oil.
Have you got the ingredients? What does it say on the pack there, Dave?
Good point. Let's have a look.
Probably first ingredient, butter.
Wow. Okay, oh, sorry. Wheat flour, sugar, dark compound chocolate, your enemy. Chip, sugar, palm oil, coca cola, emulsifier, palm oil, wheat and corn flour, whole egg flour, whey powder, raising agents, maybe natural vanilla flavour, salt, natural colour.
Let me get the, I'm going to get the farmhouse bake packet and we'll compare because they're just not even comparable, those two. Hang on.
Where was this made, I wonder? That might give us a bit of a clue. I wonder where they're made. That's made in Australia.
So we're hoping to see butter.
Some kind of butter. Some kind.
Nah, flour, sugar, vegetable oil.
Hmm.
Chocolate, though. Proper chocolate. That makes a difference.
Yes.
All golden syrup. Cocoa butter. There you go.
Yeah, this has got
cocoa butter in
it. This has got cocoa solids, which is different again, isn't it? And this has also got whole egg powder. What is that?
I don't know, but they should leave it out because the farmhouse bake ones don't have that and they're much better.
It's also got whey powder. Gee, they're going heavy on the powders at Woolies.
Yeah, hell? I think this one, the Arnott's one, seems to have a lot more real ingredients. Whereas you can really taste the Woolworths one is just made of artificial
rubbish.
Shit. Yeah, I'll be giving Brad at Woolworths a call because they are rubbish.
He's been emailing, so give him a call.
Oh. All right, that's really disappointing. Do you want to try this outlier, this Cadbury's one?
Well, after that, what, I mean.
Yeah, true. It can't be worse.
As Yaz once said, the only way is up, baby. For you and me, the only way is up. Good song. Okay.
All right.
Hold on.
Okay, it's not disgusting, but I don't like it.
It's a weird flavour.
It's got a really weird flavour.
Like milky kind of flavour. What is that? What's that weird?
Hang on. I'll get the packet.
It tastes what I imagine baby formula to taste like. Oh.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. I wasn't ignoring you. I just took my headphones out.
When you get the packet, it sounds like a cartoon sound effect. We'll have to leave it in. It's like all this crashing. I know. I said it tastes like what I imagine baby milk formula to taste like. I've never had it. It tastes weird, like milky. Oh.
It does. It tastes like – it tastes a bit like sick, doesn't it? Like baby sick.
Yeah. Oh, yuck. Oh, biscuits. Yeah, okay, tell you what, so Arnott's bloody farm bug have come out streets ahead, though.
But also, can I say, there's an argument for Nabisco getting back in the market because they would clean up because these are, I mean, the Arnott's one is good.
Mm.
It's very good.
Very good.
These other two, and I looked around a lot, there are not that many standard chocolate chip cookies. There's a lot of these fancy pants ones. We'll try those one day, like those bigger, softer ones. And there's ones that have, like a lot of them are doing with 40% more chocolate chips now. But I always think that's the sign of a good chocolate chip cookie is that you just get the perfect amount of chips. You don't want too much. You don't want it tasting like a chocolate biscuit with chips of biscuit in it.
Yeah, we need Chips Ahoy to come back. Yeah, Chips Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy.
I think there was a pirate involved. Who wasn't there on a ship? I think there was the
ad. Sounds like there should have been. Or are we mixing it up with Captain Birdseye?
Oh, God.
And Captain Snooze. Who knows?
Captain Pugwash. Anyway, he's great. Love Captain Pugwash. Okay, what are the ingredients?
Okay, well, there's flour, milk, chocolate chips, cocoa butter, cocoa mass, sugar, fat, vegetable fat. I think that's in there that I can taste because it's disgusting. Dextrose, just another type of sugar. Milk solids, egg, glucose syrup.
Oh, well, lots of different versions of sugar. So at least it's egg, not egg powder.
Yeah, not egg powder. More vegetable oil.
Mm.
Soybean fiber.
Oh, thickener. Yeah.
Potato starch. Maybe that's what we're tasting.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, a bit starchy. Yeah. Look, just bad. I mean, don't get them.
Just bad. Don't get those.
Really?
Yeah, they're the... Just to warn people, and I'll put the picture up so that you don't buy them, Cadbury cookies, classic cookies with chocolate chips. There is a thing on the side that says you should pop them in the microwave for 10 seconds for a delicious warm treat, but I can't see that heat would make that any better, Dave.
No, get out of here.
I think it would just make it hot shit rather than shit.
Hot shit. She's hot shit, man. It used to be a compliment. Well, okay, so all we can say is Arnott's Farm Bake is good. That's a good one.
Get yourselves a big bag of those. They only come in the big bag, or you can get them in your Arnott's Classic Assorted. But worth seeking them out if you're a fan of the chocolate chip cookie because they're all that's around.
All right, next, it's a blind test. I've got an absolute cracker. So excited. It's going to be so disgusting. Blind test time, and we are limited by what we can get, but I do have, I believe, an absolute cracker. This one, I thought we may have done it, but I opened and tasted them, and I have never tasted these,
okay.
And they are something else. This isn't right. So.
Do you want me to take my headphones out, and you can tell people what it is?
All right, yes. Okay.
Okay, hang on.
And I'll whisper. I'll try and whisper. Okay, these are from the great Colin Fastnich, rich Portuguese chicken with lemon and oregano. And yeah, they are, they're not good. Anyway, let's see if she can work it out. All right, come back.
Come back?
Yep. We have had similar flavors to this before, I'll just say that, straight off the bat. But this is a unique combination of three things. We can hear the cat jiggle jangling.
Yeah,
just saw a tail. You can't have
he's just having a prowl around the. Oh, okay.
Yeah, what are you smelling?
All right, I'm smelling herbs.
Yeah, there's a herb.
I'm also smelling maybe a lemon.
Oh, that's one of the ingredients. Yes. So you've got one out of three, and the third one is a herb, but it says what sort of herb?
Well, I'm going to say I can also smell chicken.
Oh, my God.
Is it?
Yes.
It's a very strong lemon chicken smell.
Yeah.
And then there's a herb.
Yeah.
And I'm only going to guess this because I know this is a combination that goes together. I would say thyme.
No, not thyme, but very close to thyme. It's a thymey herb. But
is it marjoram? That's like
thyme. Oh, my God. No, it's not.
Oh, okay. See, let me guess.
I'm not going to tell you.
Oregano.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, my God, you've got it. So, okay, it's chicken, lemon, and you haven't even tasted it yet.
Nah, it's all on the smell. I've decided I can always taste it better by smelling it rather than the minute I start licking, I just go, but this one smells like it.
It's chicken, lemon, and oregano. But what sort of chicken is it?
Wow. Yeah, if I'd licked that first up, I would have just said that's all chicken.
Yeah, okay.
It's like roast chicken.
Yeah.
Because I can taste the skin.
Yeah, it's roasted.
Is it barbecue chicken?
It is a barbecue type of chicken. It's from a country, actually.
Oh, okay.
Is it
Portuguese chicken?
Yes! You've done it!
Wow.
See, it's old Colin Fastenage again at his old tricks.
Oh, is it? Show me that one. I've not seen that one from Colin.
I don't know. Kieran said it on the online, and it's Portuguese. And I said, I'm sure we haven't done that one. So that was a good find.
Yeah, I don't think we did that, did we? We did his...
No. We did pork. We did pork.
And I got some beef brisket ones.
Yes.
But I don't think we've had that.
Well, if Colin's listening, we've done your whole range, mate, and we're not that impressed.
I'm going to taste it, though, because I am intrigued, because I quite like the smell of it.
Oh.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, it's terrible.
When you lick it, it tastes like chicken, but when you eat it, it just tastes like you ate a lemon.
Yeah, it's very lemony, isn't it? It's very lemony.
Jesus, Colin doesn't know his way around a chip at all, does he? Why don't you stay in the kitchen with your fancy pants dishes? Stop trying to put them in chips. It's not working.
Colin, what are you doing? Maybe this was a lockdown project for him.
Oh,
I can't open
Colin's,
up my...
Colin's lost his mind.
I can't
that
open up my four-star restaurant, so I'm just going to make some chips. Red Rock Deli, here you go. All right, cool. Well, that you know what? You are spot on. Your senses, your spider senses are amazing. Your taste senses.
Okay, so do you want to try the thing I've given you?
Yes. Okay, I'll take my headphones out.
Take your ears out.
Yep.
Okay, so it was very hard to find something for the blind test this week, but I found some pork crackle, and the reason I bought it is because it's Dave's favourite flavour, paprika. So I want to see if you can recognize paprika flavored pork crackle.
Okay, Dave, you can come back.
Right. Well, looking at them, I mean, I'll just open the bat.
I just smelled it. Whoa, I'm going to be sick.
That's pork. That's pork.
And which bit of pork is it?
Crackle.
Just the fat. Yep. It's pork crackle.
I love crackling, so I'm not.
I can't stand it. I can't even eat that. It's a flavor, though. It's not just pork crackle. It's a flavour.
Oh. It's burning.
Is it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it shouldn't be burning, Dave.
Wasabi?
No. I can't get past the smell of it just to smell the fat. So I just can't even smell the flavour on it. I'll try again. Oh my God, that's going to make me throw up. I can't believe you're just eating crunchy fat. Are you getting a flavour yet?
No, it's just like a burn flavour. So is it a chilli or a
tomatoey,
peppery?
Look, you're in the right – okay, it is in the chilli family, but it's not usually a very strong flavour. It's your favourite flavour, Dave.
Oh, it's paprika.
It's paprika. There's no chilli in there at all, just paprika.
What is it? Paprika crackling?
Yep, there you go.
Oh, that's disgusting. And I love crackling and I love paprika, but they've ruined it.
So it's no good?
No. Nah.
What about if it was just without the burn? Would you like it?
I don't think so.
Or is the crackling horrible too? Because I can't even taste it to tell you because honestly that smell is making me gag.
I like crackling, you know, with roast pork. Not in that form. I've never liked that form, but that's no good. Oof.
So you're not a fan of the pork scratchings that they sell?
No, okay. I'm not. No, bizarrely, no, I'm not. You'd think I would be.
See, I'm a fan of those pretend ones.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got bacon bits. You know, I've got some of them still here. But we've done bacon bits before, but that's no good. My mouth's still burning. Come on.
I can't believe they're burning. That's a shame.
The best thing about that is the packet.
Oh, I just brought them to my face again. Right, I've got to go.
Chuck
that
them in
is
the bin.
Awful.
Chuck them in the bin outside. In the outside bin. They deserve the outside bin.
Yeah. Mm. And I'd have to double wrap them, I reckon, because that would attract rats.
Oh, God.
Putting fat in the bin like that.
Oh, then they kill them, kill the rats. All right. Well, I'll do my one.
Okay, I've got one more. One. Oh, good. We're not going to finish on that disgusting thing.
Oh, this is disgusting. Don't worry about it.
Hang on. I'll take my headphones out.
Okay. All right. So excited. So excited. The people at the British Sweets and Treats in Waverley, thank you very much for sending this. And we're going to do some British sweets very soon. These are Guinness flavored chips. That's right. And they look disgusting. All right. Let's get it back. Come back.
You ready?
So excited.
Okay. Okay, now I've discovered my method is I get so much out of the smell from the bag, so I'm just going to open it near my face. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Wow, that's a weird smell. Oh. Oh, gosh. What is it? Oh, hang on. Oh, it's oddly familiar.
Yeah.
Is it?
You would have had it before.
It's kind of, is it, there's some sort of burn or caramelization in it?
No. There's a process to make this thing. I don't know if there's a burn in it, but it, I mean, it looks, I mean, what do they look like? You know, the biggest clue is the color.
Oh, God, I just licked it. It's got a, oh, gee, that's. It's like beef stock.
Oh, yes.
More.
Yeah. You're close. But it's in a totally different world. But yeah, it is. I've had this thing before, and I don't really like it. But people love it. They love it.
Is it some kind of soup?
No, but it is. It is a liquid.
Oh. You're close. Oh. I know. Is it something like Bovril?
It's very close to Bovril, but it's something that people enjoy. They go out and, you know, it gets pushed on you and you're like, oh, God, what are people drinking this for?
Oh, not like Guinness or something.
It's Guinness flavored chips.
No, is it? Oh, my God.
Have a look at
that. Yeah, they smell. It's true. They smell. I can smell it now. That's that weird smell.
Yes.
Yeah, that you smell. It smells like a beer-soaked bar mat.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
It's a great find, and that was sent by the people at Waverley's British Sweets and Treats.
Do you know what? I think I actually have to eat one.
Oh, just God,
to
go on.
See what that's like.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, God.
I'm poisoning you. I'm slowly poisoning you.
Oh, my God. I'm probably going to do black poo tomorrow as well.
I'm slowly. Because we've seen what your dogs are so cute, the kids want a dog. And so I said, I'm just going to poison Kitty Flanagan. Not to kill you, just to put you in hospital so we can look after your dogs.
You can have one. I'll give you one. Just have one on loan. Okay. And that'll put you off. You can have it for a week and then just go, you know what? We've all changed our mind.
Yeah. They're sick of walking, sick of picking up the poo. I don't know who would buy that, but that is amazing find.
That is fantastic find, Dave. That is so impressive, especially in these lockdown times.
Well, someone
that's
sent
that's amazing.
They sent it to me, so when I opened it up, I went, "Oh my God,
wow!" I mean, they're almost worth people getting. I reckon that's a good party one.
Yes,
it's like get hold of and see if people can guess the flavor because it's a really weird smell, but it's oddly familiar.
It's up there with our Prosecco ones that we did.
Yes. But yeah, because I always think when people are having Guinness, I always think it looks quite delicious.
Yes,
same. Because of that creamy head, and I always think, oh, you know what? I'm gonna like Guinness. I'm gonna try it. And the minute I try it, just like I did with that chip, just go, oh, it's like meat. It's like meat blended with beer.
They should bring out. Yes. I'm not a fan of Guinness either. They should bring out a brand of chips like Talking Point chips, which are just disgusting. We should bring some out, the Junkies Talking Point chips.
Good that's
to hand
great.
Out parties. Anyway. Well, there we go, Guinness chips. Mm. Next, we're going to do some British treats.
It's going to be the British invasion. That's our next segment.
That's it. Well, welcome back. British invasion. These were sent by the British Sweets and Treats people from Waverley in New South Wales. You can buy stuff on the internet. You can get some of those Guinness chips. That's who sent them.
Yeah.
But they've sent us a whole selection of British stuff. Now, you lived in England for a bit. I've been to England. And I do remember this one Should we start with a Yorkie bar? Because I remember.
Do you want to start with a Yorkie?
Well, yeah. It's kind of a like a plain old Dairy Milk chunky bar, isn't it? Of the old days.
Yes. The thing with the Yorkie bar, I remember, is that it was marketed as a man's chocolate bar. It was marketed with the slogan, not for girls.
Oh.
Because it's a bit chunkier than like your normal Dairy Milk or Cadbury bar. So it was always marketed as not for girls. And then I'm sure they got in trouble for that over at some point and had to stop doing it. But that was another thing. It was like they were made in York, which is why they're called the Yorkie.
Okay.
So they came from that area. Mostly I remember they were marketed as men, but then I read also that there was some slogan about the Yorkie, where the men are hunky and the chocolate's chunky or something.
Ah, okay. How stupid am I? I thought it was from Yorkshire. I didn't think it was from York.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that's Yorkshire.
York. I think York is Yorkshire, isn't it?
York.
York is a town.
Oh, okay, right.
And then Yorkshire is probably
the province or whatever.
County
or
whatever.
Yeah, sure. All right.
If anyone from England's listening, sorry if I just got that completely wrong, but, you know, whatever.
We'll be right. let's try it. It looks good. Smells good.
Yeah, it's just a plain chocolate bar.
All right, here we go.
Sure, let's have a go.
Not bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy one.
No.
I just don't want a whole bar of plain chocolate.
Mm.
I need something more exciting.
Mm. I don't mind plain chocolate, but yeah.
Although I'll tell you what, maybe if I was desperate and it was in a mini bar.
Oh, yeah, I'd eat it. Yeah.
I'd probably, but then even then, I don't eat the plain Dairy Milk when it's in the fridge. So.
No. One bar equals one serving. That's good to see. It's not two things, it's the whole bar. I like it.
Oh, well, that is good. See?
Yeah.
Man-sized servings.
Love it. No, it's not too bad.
Not too bad.
Now, what is this Caramac? I don't know Caramac.
Okay. My memory of this, and again, I could be wrong, I think it's actually a bit like caramel.
Looks like caramel.
I think it's like white sort of caramel-flavoured chocolate. Yeah, there you go. Because at first I thought, oh, is this going to be one of those ones you open up, it's got like a thin thing of chocolate over chewy caramel, but it's not. It's like that. It's like caramel milk, isn't it?
Yes. Let me try. Not as good as the old caramel, but very similar.
I think it's better. It's almost more like a Milky Bar.
Oh, it is a bit Milky Bar-ish. You're right.
It's like a really sweet Milky Bar.
Not bad.
Because I don't like caramel.
We know. We've heard. You and your sister have got a thing against it.
It's not bad, but it's got a strange grainy texture that I'm not a fan of.
Yeah.
Milky Bar's a bit smoother.
Yeah. And yeah. Let's just move straight on to the thing I'm most excited about. The Barrett Sherbet Fountain. Oh.
Okay, but I just want to say I'd probably keep eating that Caramac.
Oh, you like that?
Which is unusual for me. It's weird. I'm finding it. Maybe I need to get some Milky Bar. Maybe I'm craving white chocolate.
Well, white chocolate is good. When I first got this, I was like, oh, what? They've got a bit of plastic as the licorice. And then I open it up and it's got licorice inside it to dip in the sherbet.
Yeah. It is disappointing, though, that they've changed to the plastic container, because it used to be a paper fountain.
And it would get soggier as you kept going.
What are you eating it with, Dave? Are you eating it with the licorice straw?
Yeah, you bet.
It's not a straw anymore, though.
No, it's like just a strip of licorice in there.
Yeah, I can't get mine out. Oh, mine's fused.
Oh, and it's a solid. Ooh. It's a solid straw. So it's not a straw, it's just like a cylinder.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like a dipping thing now, whereas before you used to be able to suck it out.
Oh. Still good.
How's the sherbet?
Beautiful.
Mine's all hard.
Well, mine's beautiful.
Hang on. Oh, yeah, it's sharp. It's a sharp sherbet, but I like it.
That's a great. Mm. I'm locking it up for later. That is a beauty.
Mm. That's pretty good. How's the licorice?
Oh, nice. That's nice. Well, I didn't actually buy it, but I am getting the licorice taste. I'm just saving it for later. That is good.
Well, you know what's good about that licorice?
Mm.
It's really hard and chewy.
That's what we
it's
like.
It's been air dried already.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
The British invasion, that's it complete. But I tell you what, that licorice is fantastic. That fountain is great. The Barrett Sherbet Fountain. Didn't let us down.
Yeah. No, it's really good. But we're not finished because we will come back to the British invasion because he sent a lot of stuff. So we'll come back another week and we'll do the Rollo and the Curly Whirly.
Yes, there's more
still
stuff
to come.
Still to come. And next week we have a big cheese biscuit off. Is that right?
Very exciting. I've been wanting to do this one for ages. Cheds versus country cheese.
Oh.
So forget your little cheese flavoured, you know, shapes and all those little crackers. These are proper biscuits, cheese flavoured biscuits.
Yum.
Like big time.
I love cheds. My memory of cheds is good. And country cheese is good too. So this is going to be an interesting battle.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Looking forward to it.
That is.
All right. Well,
thanks.
Get some chocolate chip cookies. Mm. Get a sherbet fountain. But don't be bothering with Woolworths.
Yeah. Or Guinness chips.
Or Guinness chips. No, get some Guinness chips. They're worth it
for the novelty. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.